Dogs Have All the Fun, written by Lou Zula, read by Via Ostiense. If Ray hadn't been so full and contented with the low, warm buzz of a beer in his belly for the first time in months, he would have paid more attention. But as he turned the corner, Fraser keeping pace beside him, he bumped into someone. The figure slipped and fell on the icy street. "Ow!" said the female voice. Fraser was at her side immediately, helping her up. "I'm so sorry. Are you hurt?" Why Fraser was apologizing when Ray was the one who made her fall was a mystery. Honestly, Ray would have asked if she'd hurt herself, but Fraser was the one with the lightning-fast courtesy reflexes. "No, I'm all right, thanks." She did the usual double take when she looked at Fraser's face. Yeah, back to civilization, back to chicks swarming around Fraser. Ray looked closer at her. She had a bulky red parka on, with fur around the hood and what must be 10 layers of heavy sweaters underneath. "Are you a visitor to Inuvik?" Fraser asked, making with a polite conversation. "Yeah, I am. I was at a math conference in Toronto, but I took the chance to go up here when I was in Canada anyway." "A mathematician? Huh." Ray winced. Math was not his best subject. "I can't quite place your accent. Scandinavian, perhaps?" "Yes, I'm from Sweden." Fraser looked delighted at meeting someone from another part of the frozen north. Ray sighed and elbowed Fraser in the ribs. "Hey, shouldn't we be getting back to the hotel?" "Ray!" Fraser frowned at him. "Huh? Well, okay, he'd meant it as a subtle hint, but maybe it hadn't come out that way. Blame the beer. His tolerance had really gone down during the quest, plus the Canadian beer was stronger than what he was used to. "Sorry, I'm just a little tired." He smiled at the girl, trying to compensate for his rudeness, and her eyes widened. What was that about? It's not like his teeth had fallen off out in the ice fields. He couldn't look that weird. "No, that's all right. I was on my way to my hotel anyway." She pointed down the street. "Are you staying at the Nova Inn?" Fraser asked. She nodded, the movement muffled by the big hood. "Yeah, I am." "So are we, in fact. Perhaps we could walk together?" "Sure, that sounds good." "How do you find Canada compared to Sweden?" Fraser asked, as we got going. "Flat. Really flat. It's so cool to see the tundra. We don't have much of that, just a couple of small areas. Most of the north of Sweden is either taiga or alpine areas." "Interesting. I imagine there must be many similarities, though." "Oh yeah. I really wish I could see it during the summer." She sighed like she was pining. "It'd be so cool to compare the plant species that grow here with the ones we have." And that was it. Fraser lit up, and they started talking about plants and nature and stuff. Ray walked behind, a little grumpy now. It's not like he begrudged Fraser a conversation on botany, really. It was just that he'd looked forward to getting back to the hotel and getting him alone in a warm room with actual beds. He thought of the way Fraser had looked at him when he'd come out of the bathroom, finally scrubbed and clean-shaven after all those months on the trail. Fraser had first gone wide-eyed, and then he turned away, like he thought Ray wouldn't notice. Ray'd gotten dressed, feeling Fraser sneaking glances at him, like little jolts of electricity between them. He'd hoped, before the quest, that sleeping with Fraser in the tent would finally get them, well, naked and physical together, but freezing cold just wasn't conducive to that kind of thing. Now, though, Ray briefly tuned into the conversation, hearing snatches of phrases like, "Leiden palustre," "Yes, we have that as well. We call it Labrador tea." Wasn't she supposed to be a mathematician, not a biologist? Oh well. He tuned out again and got back to the more important problem of how to finally get Fraser into bed with him. There was a weird squealing sound from the girl. She'd stopped and was staring at their team of sled dogs, which they'd left on the open area next to their hotel while they went for dinner. I assure you, they're not dangerous at all. They're well-trained dogs.
No, it's all right. I'm not scared of them. I just...
Can I look closer at them? Are they yours?
She was lit up like a kid at Christmas.
Yes, we've been out sledding for several months, in fact. And, as I said, they're not dangerous.
She looked impressed.
Wow! I've always wanted to try dog sledding. And you've been out for months?
She went closer to the dogs, and Deef, who'd stayed with the team while Ray and Fraser had dinner, rose and trotted up to her. He wagged his tail, and she went down on her knees to pet him. She didn't even protest when Deef looked her right in the face. Ray checked out the wisps of hair sticking out of the hood of her parka.
Yep, blonde.
Ray sniggered. She was so Deef's type, and Deef was playing her for all he was worth, preening under all the attention.
Any moment now.
Yeah, there she went, digging in her pockets. The rest of the team strained to get closer, and Deef looked around proudly, like he was the one who procured this bounty for them. He glanced at Fraser, and Fraser was right there with him, a small smile on his face.
You know, usually the women drool over you, not your dog sledding team.
Ray bumped their shoulders together, and Fraser's smile grew wider.
Well, I must say I rather prefer it this way.
You do, huh?
Fraser nodded, and then came even closer, leaning his forehead against Ray's. Ray looked over at the girl, but she wasn't paying any attention to them. Their breaths mingled, white in the cold air. They weren't kissing, but there was only an inch or so left between them.
Ray, perhaps you'd like to go back to our room? Fraser murmured.
Ray swallowed.
Yeah.
He raised his voice to get the girl's attention.
Hey, we're going inside. See you around.
She waved absently back, and they slipped away. The morning after, Ray met the girl in the corridor. She was coming out of the room next to theirs, probably going down for breakfast. She grinned at him, and it wasn't hard to figure out why. Ray was not going to blush. He was 37 years old, and he remembered the noises he'd made when Fraser fucked him, and wondered how thin the walls were.
Yeah, okay. He was sure blushing now.
She gave him a thumbs up and continued down the stairs, and Ray went back in to Fraser. He decided he really didn't care. The whole world could know, as far as Ray was concerned.